It's time for the Open Tomb Ministries broadcast. Open Tomb Ministries, the family church at 5655 Temecuana Road. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Worship service at 10:30. Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Here's Bishop Strobridge with today's message.
Of Israel there in the wilderness, God tells him, he says, I'm going to bring you into a land of milk and honey. Now, it's hard to believe that there is something good for me, especially when all I know is trouble. How are you going to tell me, God, that there's something up the road for me? Now, watch this. It is amazing when God tell you what he got for you and you ain't never seen it. You bought that car because you saw it. You bought that house because you saw it. But God says, I'm going to give you something that's yours, and you never seen it. He says, I'm going to give you a land flourishing with milk and honey. The Israelites that's standing there talking to Moses, you have got to be kidding us. God has got land for us that's flourishing with milk and honey, and there are fruit in the land that we didn't even sow seed to grow. Moses said, yes, I'm telling you. That's what he got for you. And it was hard for them to believe that they could receive anything like that because they were used to receiving with strings attached or working for it. So what happens? It is the very vision that God gives Moses for the people. And that the people decided, okay, we're going to follow you because we want our life to have purpose. And at this time, they were not even considered a nation. And so they wanted to be a nation. And in order to be a nation, you have to have your own land. When you look at the land of Africa, it's a continent, but what I'm saying, a nation of people and your identity a lot of times has a lot to do with the fact that you have land and you have territory where you can look and say, hey, this is mine. But that's one of the things that makes America so beautiful, because America's owners are multicultural. What I mean is all of the rainbow colors, everything on the globe come here and this becomes their land. But then there are places you can go where you may just find Arabs. Then there are places you may go where you just may find Hispanics. But it makes America so unique because America is the melting pot. It's that place where anybody can go and say, this is my home. And in other words, it's a blended nation. So the children of Israel, they get out into the wilderness, they follow Moses. But what had them to follow Moses was the vision that Moses gave to them, and then the purpose that God told them that he would have for them. Because we have to remember, God tells Abraham, he says, through you, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. And the nations that come through you is going to bless the entire world because Jesus would come through the line of the Jews. So they follow Moses. They're excited. And they get out into the wilderness, and God gives them a strict diet. He said, I don't want you to eat nothing but from my hands. He said, I'm going to give you fresh manna every day. It's going to fall from heaven. And then he tells Moses, he said, these people need something to drink. Go over there and strike that rock. When you strike it, water going to come out, and it's going to follow them all over the wilderness. So God gives them something to drink. Then he gives them the fresh manna that comes from heaven. That is absolutely amazing. God, can you imagine God in heaven in the kitchen cooking? And he's cooking on the stove, kind of like a griddle. He's cooking on the griddle. And once the manna is prepared, then he just takes and scrapes it out the sky. And it just falls down into the wilderness for the people. And then the people start eating it. And then God says, what I want you to understand is I don't want you to gather for tomorrow. He says, eat what you can handle today. And then tomorrow I'll feed you again. I know some people right now that can't stand leftovers. I think my auntie can identify with me because her husband don't like leftovers. But God says, don't eat leftovers. He said, because I'll give you a fresh every day. I'll give you a new every day. I'll give you a new every day. And so the children of Israel, they're out there in the wilderness. They're free, but God gave them freedom from a physical perspective before they received the mindset of being free. And because they received freedom before a free mindset, it was tragedy and tragic for them. A lot of us are given the position before we even have the training. And oftentimes, if you depend on your own ability, when you receive the position before the training, you are setting yourself up to fail. And whoever gave you the position without training is setting you up for failure as well. And so this is why no matter what you do, you have to plan and you have to have the mindset in order to stabilize where you're going. But God is telling the children of Israel, you don't need to know all of that. I am God. I'm going to guide you. And then what God does with Moses, Moses comes on the mountain and God says, okay, now these are my people and these people need to know how to live in unity with me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the laws together. I'm going to give you the laws, and the laws are my way of living for the people. If they would live by these laws, love me with all your heart and soul, love your neighbor, that's the second, that is just like the first, it is great. He said, then don't steal from each other, don't murder each other, don't lie on each other, don't touch each other's wife. He said, this is the way of love, this is the way of living, this is how my people must live in order to exist with me and get along. But then children of Israel got impatient. They're out there in the wilderness. Pharaoh is at their back, and the Red Sea is out in front of them. What happens when God shows you a vision and it includes your destiny, but it never shows you your obstacle? The children of Israel know that there is a land flourishing with milk and honey, but for some reason, God left out the Red Sea experience. So they're moving through the wilderness without hindrance, but all of a sudden they come to a Red Sea. And they're standing at the Red Sea, and they're like, oh man, you mean to tell me the promised land is on the other side? Yeah, that's where it is. But God didn't tell us about this. And so the whole while God sent them in the wilderness, he knew that they would overcome the Red Sea. He knew that, but he delayed it. And the reason why God allowed them to sit in front of that challenge as long as he did is because sometimes God will allow you to encounter trouble on the way to your purpose and on the way to your destiny. He will allow you to stay there long enough to realize that you can't get there and over it without him. So you have to totally put your trust in God. This is why he says, love me with all your mind, spirit, and your soul. In other words, I love God so much, I ain't got love for nothing else. But because I love him, I can't help but love everybody else. So they're standing at this Red Sea, and Pharaoh is on their heels. And God is just amazing, man. And I can remember where God tells Samuel, I believe, when he was getting ready to install David as king. He says, look not on the people's countenance or their appearance. Don't look at that. He said, I'm going to send you, and I'm going to give you the power, because it's something dangerous about us looking at things before we get to where we're going. What I mean is this here. Sometimes you can get sidetracked because of what things look like. And so God says, I don't want you to look at your sickness. I don't want you to look at the money you got. I don't want you to look at what you're driving. I don't want you to look at where you live. Keep your eyes on the kingdom and the righteousness of God, and I'll give you the desires of your heart. That's why the Bible says to you, we walk by faith and not by sight. The children of Israel got to the Red Sea and they opened their eyes. They no longer walked by faith. So God is behind. God is in front of them. Pharaoh's behind them. And they can see Pharaoh coming. They see the dust. And they're like, we can't build a boat. There's nothing in the wilderness to do it. And this sea, we can't do it. And then God, Moses goes, he said, now, Lord, you brought me out here with these people. And you told me it was a promised land. Lord, what in the world are we going to do? He said, Moses, what are you talking to me for? He said, take the staff that I gave you, put it in the water, and it's going to part the sea. It only looked like they would not overcome it. Did you get that? It looked like they would not overcome it. And then God parted the sea. They went through on the other side. They entered closer to the promised land, only to lose faith and die. Do you know that the original Israelites, the parents, didn't go in the promised land? I think there was only like three that went in, and everything else was the children of the parents who came out of Egypt. Because their faith, it killed their purpose. It cut it short. And so the thing that I'm saying to you, there are going to be many obstacles in your path. But like my brother and I, we talk all the time, and he's one who's gone through many experiences. He's gone through many experiences in his life, and God is going to use him greatly to be able to help people to understand. He has one victory. God gives him a victory. He has one victory, and he passes the finish line, and he says, I'm all racing again. He goes, and then all of a sudden, this hurdle is put in front of him again. And all of a sudden, he's sitting there saying, well, Lord, I thought it was smooth sailing from here. But no, you got another one. But here's the thing that God always says. He says, never forget what I did for you last time. Watch this. Because if I never forget what he did for me, I know that he can do it again. I only doubt when I forget that he parted the sea for me. When life throws you a curveball, you have to remember that the last time God helped you to catch it. Are you listening to me? You cannot be discouraged by how big the enemy presents himself. Because I told you that you have to challenge fear. Fear is mental threats. When the enemy mentally threatens you, you cannot stand on it. Don't believe it. The Bible says the enemy was a liar from the beginning. And because of that, no matter what he tells you, he can never keep his word. No matter how afraid he makes you become, he can never come through with it. The Bible says, fear not what the enemy makes you see, because I am God. And I know that this body has nothing to do with what's in it. This body has nothing to do with the promises God made me. The promises that God has made to you has nothing to do with your body. Because the Bible says this old body will return to the dust. But how many of you know that God said he's going to give you a new glorified body where you can't be sick in this body, a body that is an eternal body. So we have to stop worrying about the course of this world. Let the world do what it's going to do. You keep your eyes on God and continue to do what God has called you to do. Search for your purpose with everything in you. Purpose is waiting on you. But watch what it says. It says in John 1, it says, the light shine in the darkness, and the darkness didn't even know it. The darkness is a reflection of the emptiness of man's soul. And what you have to get to the point of doing is realizing that the greatest thing you can ever possess, it lies inside of you. The light shined in the darkness, but Stroh never knew it. When you walk into a church, and I'm going to get out of your way, when you walk into a ministry and become a part of a church, you are not going in to become a part of something. You're acknowledged in the fact that you were already a part of it. This is why I tell you, the Bible says that God declares the end from the beginning. So in other words, the purpose on my life and the purpose on your life, God has seen it before you see it. So in God's plans, the blueprint that God wrote, the blueprint would be Christ Jesus, the Word of God. In God's plans, he's already written you in to do what he wants you to do. And so by the time you do it in real time, it's the second time you've done it. But it seems like the first time to you. But purpose has already been done in your life. It just has not been done through your life in time. Because it takes time for time to get the memo on what God wants you to do. You are precious and you are loaded with power.
Listen again next Sunday at 8 p.m. as the message continues from Bishop Stobridge at Open Tomb Ministries, the Family Church at 5655 Timaquana Road, Sunday School at 9:30, worship service at 10:30, Tuesday night Bible study at 7, Bishop Stobridge's books, The Mystery of Creation and the Discovery of Self, and The Fulfillment of Purpose are available at the church and Amazon.com.